Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, but my mind cannot go that well. Well, tonight we are going to talk about everything. There is so much happening daytime, and there is so much happening with country music, and I want to be able to read some of the nominations, because right now you know, I wasn't pissed until I really looked at the list, and I'm like thinking, what the fuck is this going on? Why, you know, is this going on? And, you know, and I have a new kind of, I don't know, I'm in love with something. So I will tell you more. And I got to talk to a little bit yesterday. I swear that made my whole year. Well, not really. I mean, yeah, I did. But when Cherry was here, that was fun, too. So really, I cannot compare those two right now. Okay, I'm going to let my little co-host on. And then we are going to really go at it. I mean, I'm all gone. Not with each other, just go out on topics. You know, don't listen to me. I still have my IB mug with the black and blue, too. So hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hey?
Okay, yeah. Hello, I'm here. Yeah, that was a poor choice of words, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know, but, you know, I just...
You have been using a lot of poor choice of words lately. You know, especially with talking about what you love tonight, you know, and yeah, and I think that's for another show, but, you know, yeah, you're too much in love with it that maybe after the show you should go back to it. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I don't even know what I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, are you doing this too?
You know what? I think not having Liz and Jason on the show is making us so delirious. I don't even know what we say anymore. I mean, I'm using more cuss words in my life than I think I've ever used, than I've ever used before.
By the way, you guys, the website is up. It's not 100% there. I will put it in the room, and I will send Terry the link tonight. So remind me to do. Is this daytimeafterdarkradio.com?
How is it up?
No.
Is it
yeah,
still
I mean,
up?
It's not completely done. Yeah, but I want you to go look at it. It's kind of cool.
Oh, it's kind of cool. Okay. It's kind of cool. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Oh, hi, Brandy. Hi, two guests in the room. Okay, because no one's here yet, I'm just going to read the list of the CMA nominations, and I'm going to put my fucking spin on it, because I'm not happy. I am not mad I'm happy with some people of it, but you guys, they left out some really good people, and so, yeah, Carly's going to go off on that tonight, too, because Carly can. Okay, let's start from Entertainer of the Year. With there is, you know, some things I agree with, some don't. Okay, drum roll. Lady Annabelle got Entertainer, which I'm so happy. Miranda Lambert, I don't know how I feel about that yet, you guys. Brad Paisley, oh my God, Brad, I love you. You deserve it. Keith Urban, well, you're married to Nicole, so, you know, that's not for me. The Doc Brown Band. Okay, let me talk about why I'm angry with this thing of nomination. Okay, you left out Taylor, Carey, Reba, Bill Street, Tim McGraw, who has several concerts this year. But did you put them on the Entertainer of the List? No, because you guys are dumpster country music thing. Okay, for the female vocalist of the year. Oh, Silly is on. Hey, Silly.
Don't mind me. Go ahead on with your rants and raves about the CMAs.
Okay. So the female vocalist of the year. I agree with some. But I think, yeah, that once again, some other people got left off. Martina got it, Reba, Taylor, and Carey. Okay. If Taylor did not get it, I would have been, you know, going in Nashville and doing horrible things to people. For male vocalist is Duke's Brad. For the first time in ever his career, you guys, Blake Shelton got one. Live straight and keep open. Okay, so the thing I'm mad about the Mayo book of the Mayo thing, Tim McGraw had a really good CD this year. I was at his concert with Lady Annabelle. He still got recognized, CMAs. And so for the album of the year, with I Love It, Lady Annabelle, Carrie Underwood, and Miranda Lambert, and Dick Spenley. So I'm not mad about that. What I am about mad about this other list, the new artist, Luke Bryan. Someone came in. Someone I don't even know. Esten Coben, Jared, someone, Chris Young, who is a hottie, and I would love it if he came on the show, because he has such a nice body. Okay. And, you know, but the new artist of the Mayo, you guys left a lot of good people out this year. You left, well, I cannot think on the top of my head, but I know you guys forgot something. Booker Group of the Year, Lady Annabelle, Little Big Town, Rascal Fox, the band, Perry Band, Zach Brown. Okay, I'm not that mad in that category because of Lady Annabelle and Little Big Town and Rascal. If I didn't get, I would have been mad. But people, we don't know who's going to get Lady Annabelle. They had a stellar year, and they deserve it. For Booker Duo of the Year, Brooks and Dunn, the last time Brooks and Dunn will ever be able to get a re-roll together because of the breakup of Brooks and Dunn, people. Zoe Amore with, you know, I could leave it there, here, Bill Montgomery Gentry finally got back on the list. Steel Magnolias listed, okay, and Sugarland. And the song of the year, people, is a little more country than that. Here, Billy Boone with Blake and Trace Atkins, Ninja Lady Annabelle. And Maria is going to be competing against herself in this category. And the house that built me in my life. So basically, people, I'm not that angry with the list, but you know what? Tim McGraw could have been on the Mayo one. So could have, you know, a whole Darius Records. He has had, like, this awesome year. And so it is weird that he's not on the list, and it's kind of crazy. So, okay, that's my rant about country music right now. And let's see, what else? Terry, do I have another rant I'm forgetting?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Certainly the website is up. I mean, it's not one year full capacity yet, but it is up.
Let me ask you this. Is this private, public, or what?
Up and running, I'm going to make it public, but then when it's all completed, probably will be private because there's some other fan bases that I don't want to deal with on my website right now.
Because, you know, I see it happens to a lot of these websites, you know, that go public. You had all kind of people. And that's why there's been all the problems start. You know, you let, I don't know. Is this also going to be a general hospital? I mean, or is it going to be the same as your blog talk show?
It's going to be like, I mean, I'm going to blog like movies and the CMAs and everything. So, like, if we don't cover something on the show and I'm frustrated at the moment, I will just blog it and people can, like, go rant in the room and say what they are thinking about any soap, any kind of show or anything, because I just thought that would be, like, a good thing to do. I don't know if we are having a show on Monday. It depends, about Labor Day, because I have no idea what I'm doing. And it's Terry's last 3 days of freedom before she has to, like, go back to work. So Yeah, and the reason why we didn't have one on Monday, well, I was kind of tied up. Well, not tied up, really. I'm... Okay, you can say it.
But you were kind of tied up literally a little bit, if you wanted to call it that. You were tied up to an IV, I guess.
What? She
yes.
was tied up with what?
She was tied up to an IV, or so to speak.
Oh, you were in the hospital?
Yeah, she was in
the
hospital.
Well, I was in the ER.
But
what happened?
She needs to eat more fiber, they told her. She needs to. She went in for a side, and it turns out it's fiber. She needs more fiber in her diet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay. I know. But let me tell you, people, I need to, like, kill, and I don't care if anyone wants to disagree. Okay, this happened Monday, and my arm still looks like someone, like, beat me on my arm. I have, like, the biggest bruise ever on it. So, yeah.
And today, she got, like, a new mattress today, and it came this morning. And she, you know, I called her this afternoon. She's talking about it. She was talking about the mattress like it was, like if she was having a love affair or like she was talking about some like person or something, and I'm like thinking, well, why don't you go back and have sex with it later?
Oh my god.
The way she was talking about it, okay, you might as well go back and have nice sex with your mattress. She was talking about it like if it was like
oh, my goodness.
A boyfriend or something, you know, and so I've been joking with her.
Okay, excuse me, ask your
mattress sex. Well, whatever floats your boat, yeah, different.
Well, okay, after months, sleeping on, like, my hard mattress, I mean, because it was, like, not soft anymore, and then when I got this today, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so comfortable.
Yeah,
I mean,
soft. It's soft and yet firm. I'm kidding.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Hey, I got a mattress a couple years ago, and I never went out talking like, oh, my God, maybe you
use mattress, but then it's soft and okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Really nice mattress. Yeah, no, it's like, really nice. Back to the program. Okay, I'm so tired of this Jason and I can't even remember her name anymore. Sam thing. I mean, it's so tiring. I can't even stand fast forwarding them. That's how I don't want them on. Tell me storyline that I like.
I was watching, I saw a weekend and I watched a few cabin scenes. Just let me watch some of these cabin scenes. Why, I don't know.
I know.
And, it's kind of stupid. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know where General Hospital is going, but
I was reading some spoilers today that kind of sounded good, that they're bringing in the Irish mob and Lucky, because you were telling me.
Oh,
I read that.
Who knows how
true. I don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, that's the only positive things I've been reading lately, so I'm just going to take that with a grain of salt. But it sounded good. He's gonna go undercover as an Irish terrorist or something. And
now that alone is hysterical. Can you picture Jonathan Jackson?
Only good thing about that was he's gonna bring danger in Jake's life. Jake was all about the danger. Yet if this is true, Lucky's gonna be bringing it into because right now on record Jake's the father. I mean Jake's the father. Jake's the son. So I guess in order to get backed, I guess I was reading that.
Yeah.
Backing him.
Oh, you guys, by the way, Bridget, can I even log on anymore? She's in this album, but she's having trouble once again.
Long time.
You need a, like, I don't know, you, this has happened to her ever since then. I have, Christine.
I can never log in. I can never log in. Are you logging in or calling in?
Why can't she call in? I don't understand. Why can't she call in, Carly? I don't get that. I mean, logging in is one thing. You have trouble with the site, but we're talking about a telephone number. How come she can't call
in?
Yeah,
because, you know, I think something's going on with Skype and Blog Talk. Because, I mean, I put a couple of people, you know, I heard a couple people complain about it. So, what was I going to ask you? Okay, I had the most really good, interesting night last night, too. And I need to shout out to Christy for calling and reminding me because Laura White was on Buzz Woodley Radio. And so I called in and I got to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God. And, that was really, you know, I've talked to Bradford and now I've talked to Laura. All I have to do is talk to Jason and Liz and, like, most of my favorite people on dates. I mean, I talked to her, but it was really good. I asked her about her Guardian Live date because Terry is a big fan. And then I asked her about Carly and Lulu and... and I told her Bessie needs to be with Spinelli. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I never thought of that. And I'm like, yeah, but it could be you Miss Robertson and whatever from that movie. So that was fun. And, you know, I mean, it was really fun talking to her. And,
yeah, she's a cool person. You know, I've seen her on on a couple of different interviews. She's very laid back. Very down to earth, you know, seems like.
Look, the one thing I get confused about is, okay, Ryan's Hope, but the city was a spin-off of Ryan's Hope, right?
What was a spin-off from Ryan's Hope?
The city. Am I?
No.
I think the city.
No. One didn't have anything to do with the other, no.
Oh, okay. Because I always thought of, because... I just thought it was a spin-off. Okay. Well,
No. Ryan's Hope was a story about this Irish family who owned this pub in New York, and it was about them and their daily lives. It had nothing to do with the city. The city was a spin-off, or no? You know, the city and Loving, they were the same one. It was a city and a Loving, and something happened. They were trying to change something, so they even changed the title. They tried to rewrite the city, you know, in a sense. But were the two soaps. Those were the two soaps, Loving and the City. Yeah, Ryan's Hope was completely different.
That's why it was something confused. Mm-hmm. But it was up at 5:30 in the morning. Could not sleep, and I saw Ryan's Hope on Soap Net.
I watch Ryan's Hope. Yeah, when I'm awake, you know. But and that was a very good show too. Ryan's Hope. That was pretty good.
You know, I mean, I was young back then, but I remember my grandma watching it. Always saying. I like it that it's a half an hour long. And, you know, I mean, I think a lot of the soaps,
in the day,
you know,
they were only on for 30 minutes, you know.
And, and then I don't normally watch at the returns, but, my little co-host got me into, at the return when she was here, really. And I was watching yesterday, and, like, the person that was on there was probably from the beginning passed away a couple of months ago, but, you know, they are doing it now, and it was actually a really good show. And, you know, I mean, I'm sad that Ad Libitum is going off because now I'm actually into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, if GH is not careful, they're going to be the next to go. It'll be between them and AMC because apparently to this thing that I was reading, what is it, last week, they were saying that the three ABC shows out of three of them, One Life to Live is doing better financially, and they're more or less carrying GH and AMC. But yet, One Life to Live, they have the lowest ratings. But
okay,
money wise, they're doing better than the AMC and General Hospital.
Oh, but I know. I don't think I can't even remember if we had a song one day last week, but I got to watch They Live Our Life, you guys, all last week, and I cannot wait to watch this week. And usually Sammy pisses me off, but I loved it when she found out what they did. It was like, I wish it didn't take the whole 2 days. I was like, come on. And once it was out, I mean, you guys, did Ariana really feel sorry for him? I mean, I'm like thinking, and it's funny that Stefano is like worried about losing, Ethan, but I'm thinking, but you kept the secret too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I can't wait until Will finds out, because Will is sort of, sort of warming up to him. And Sammy's grandmother was, you didn't see it, so I'll listen.
No, I mean, it's okay. I kind of like the Will and, on the Will and Kate relationship, because he honestly does care about, Will, she does.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think she's so scared of, like, losing Will and because of this big secret. But, Kate, you kept it, too. You kept this big secret, too. You know, there's so many people that I could say that kept the secret. Okay. One thing I was confused about is, okay, Dr. Baker is going to prison for how long?
Oh, I don't know. How long is he going? I forget.
Was it?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to that. That got boring for me. So I surely. But actually, I don't think Kate knew the whole particulars about how.
No, she didn't. Okay.
She was kept in the dark as much as everybody else was. She was shocked too when she found out that Stefano knew and basically condoned this and was going to ruin her family.
Mm-hmm.
So she has every right to nail his ass to the wall. And she's got a secret too, though, that boy's Stefano's. So, I mean, turn about fair play, but yeah. At least she has some sort of a conscience. When she called Sammy and warned her, that was, I was pretty glad about that she warned her that EJ was going to come steal the kids and run away.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think,
herself there, but.
Mm-hmm. I think this
Kate will be Kate. She'll never change.
And she tried, but she failed. And I was thinking this yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God. Kate from Dave and Sunny to be together, because Sunny has a lot of kids, but Kate also has a lot of kids. I think.
Well, she only has.
Well, she got, what's the
she's got Austin and
Billy?
What's her butt? Billy, and then she's got Lucas, and that's all she's got.
Lucas, right.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
How many kids she has?
The twins.
What twins?
Remember you guys? Okay, Terry, were you okay? Terry, you're still here, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. During that, back in 99 or 2000, Cassie and Rex, remember
those? Those were Marlena's kids. Those twins were Marlena's.
Oh.
Yeah, they came out of the spaceship. Those were Marlena's kids with Stefano.
Okay.
They weren't Kate. Kate only has three kids.
Okay.
Yep. Those twins were Marlena's. Yep. Because that's when Stefano stole her at one point and put her in that big white padded room and inseminated her, and she had those twins, and she never even knew about it. But no, Kate only has three kids.
Okay, because I thought it was Kate and Roman. I thought, that. Okay,
nope, they were Marlena's.
You watched Days Today, right?
Oh yeah, wait till you see the end today.
What is that all about? I mean, wow.
I don't know. I ain't gonna say nothing if nobody's seen it yet.
I know. Well, I've seen it too.
It's gonna be interesting tomorrow.
It sure.
You guys can say it. Can you really help me, wondering? What happened?
I hate giving away stuff.
I know, if you haven't seen it. I do too, Bridget. Yeah, watch it.
Just watch it.
Carly. Okay. Watch it.
It's at the very end.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bridget, did you see the season finale of Drop Dead Diva?
Oh, I couldn't believe he got hit by that car.
Oh my God.
And then called her by that girl's name. Oh, yes. That was a cliffhanger never seen.
Oh, my God. She was about to tell him.
I know.
Really, and he gets in.
Okay.
He called her Deb. He called her Deb, right? Yeah. And so.
Yep. Yeah, when Brittany woke up briefly. Yeah, I was so, and then they just ended it, and I'm like, oh, you didn't. So now it's going to be interesting to see when it comes back on.
Yeah.
What happens.
Yeah.
You know he's going to make it.
I know.
Or if he does it, is he going to be in somebody else's body?
Oh,
that's what makes me wonder.
That's what
is if he dies and they bring him back in somebody else's body.
Oh,
that would be funky as heck.
I like the actor that plays him. They'd have to do another actor with his.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God. It was like, oh no. You should have seen it. I was like, oh my God, no. Oh man. Dude.
So you were right. But then I read this. I was curious. So I went on, the encyclopedia, whatever, that you can find out about any actors and stuff. And it says, at the time it was discovered, they were the children of Tony DeMille and Marlena Evans.
In reality,
a syrup sample was somehow taken from Roman Brady during his years of captivity at the hand of Tony's father, Stefano DiMera, and the combo eggs from Kay Roberts. That's crazy. I was just curious. You watching baseball, Silly?
I'm sorry. I'm watching tennis, actually.
I just want to remind you, everyone, that I don't think Days of Our Life is not on Monday, neither the ABC ABC soaps and neither is
Young.
Oh, because of the holiday schedule? Yeah, they always do that on all holidays.
Are your scheduling for AMC shows or ABC shows changing times? Mine are. Starting September 7th, they're switching them around different times.
Oh, my God, not to my knowledge. I don't know.
General Hospital, they're moving General Hospital to a different time and One Life to Live or AMC on different time. So it'll be later. One's gonna be at 1. I think AMC's switching to 1 o'clock on my time, and General Hospital is going to 2 o'clock. So they must be got a new program. So I don't know if One Life to Live's changing or if they're keeping it at their time slot. But yeah, they're making them all later.
What time does One Life come on now?
One Life starts at noon here. AMC starts at 11 here, and General Hospital starts at 1.
Well, here we have AMC at 1, One Life to Live at 2, and GH at 3. That's how it's always been. Even when I was back in New York, it's always been that.
Yeah, and they've been advertising it all day today on the soap. One of the characters says, starting September 7th, so is AMC is changing to 1 o'clock, and GH is starting at 2. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't think I've heard anything on One Life to Live.
I wonder why they're changing time. That's kind of
I wonder if there's a new show coming in or something since they took out.
Well, how is it a new show? It's still the same. I mean, they're just
I mean they're bringing in a new show to for a different time slot. See what I'm saying? They're bringing something in, and they're switching around these other shows to put this new show in, I'm thinking.
Oh, I haven't heard about any new show. I haven't either.
I'm just wondering why they're changing my programming, which doesn't matter to me because I'm working anyway, so don't bother me any. But
right. That's
really
interesting, though.
Yeah, well, I live. AMC is on at noon, One Life is on at 1, and the eighth is on at 2 o'clock. What are the days on where you guys are at?
Oh, Days is on the same time as General Hospital. So I just switched to Days of Our Lives instead of watching GH because I need a break. I don't watch it live anyway. I YouTube all of GH. I ain't wasting my time watching it live.
You know what? I don't like Matt. I don't like Matt with the thing yesterday.
I would have punched his teeth out yesterday starting that. Lisa started that shit. I hope they kill her off, but what I'm hearing, they're going to try and keep her.
Because
the buzz so good, as a psycho bitch. And she is, man. God. She got old Matt thinking.
You go, Tell.
No, I was just saying there was like a rumor going on the message board that Kimberly McCullough is leaving the show or something.
Oh, I read
that. Like she's pursuing her behind the scenes. Well, she wants to pursue her behind the scenes doing stuff, directing. Because she got really good reviews on what she was doing, I guess, when she took that break.
What's the actor's name that plays Patrick again?
Jason Thompson.
Okay, yeah, I thought years ago I heard that they were going together.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I thought Kimberly was married.
Is she?
She's married?
I thought she was.
I don't know, but for some reason, I know a few years back I heard that they were a couple. That's what I heard.
I thought she was married. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Really? Hold on, you guys.
Because they're the only halfway decent couple on the show, as far as I know.
And I wanted to smack Claire today, too. I was like, my gosh, woman.
I know.
Okay, I looked on her profile, you guys, and it doesn't say anything about being married.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe I just heard she was, but I thought she was married, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Originated the role in when she was 7 years old.
Oh, yeah. She was a little
young. And that kept Johnny lying to Claire about not having a gun or having Sonny shooting him. That, I tell you what, I'm about ready to smack Johnny Zakara, too. He's a lying little punk. I can't stand him. He is such a little ass.
Oh, boy.
You know his sister was a psycho bitch, too, but now he treated her like shit. And now he's turning around and starting all this crap with Sonny. He was just as bad to Claudia as anybody else was.
Yeah, that's why.
He was an ass to her all the time. And now all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, it's all Sonny's fault. Well, you know, it ain't all Sonny's fault. There's a lot of blame going around, and it ain't just Sonny.
Oh, did you guys see the new cast? Dancing with the Stars, though, but I mean, I was
I saw them in bits and pieces, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Christy.
Hey.
Hey, so, I'm sending you the link to the website. It's not up and running yet, but it will be up and running hopefully by tomorrow. Perfect.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and you canceled the show for Saturday, and we are having one on the 10th, right?
Right. Because of Labor Day weekend, so I figured
you know what?
It'd be good or whatever.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Terry.
I'm good.
We are going to have, like, a glee party or whatever, glee night.
That is, like, my life right now. That's all I want to think about.
Speaking of glee, what did you think? I was so glad she won an Emmy, the lady that plays the mean teacher.
Yeah, Jane Lynch won an Emmy for being Sylvester. And Matthew Morrison was nominated for lead actor, but he lost to Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. I watched that show once, and I didn't like it. So I don't know what the hell is wrong with those Emmy people, because Matthew Morrison got robbed. Because he freaking deserved that Emmy.
I know. So was, what's her name? She was nominated. Leah Michelle. She lost out to, I don't know.
Yeah, she lost, but Ryan Murphy got her best directing. So there was, they won two Emmys, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they won, like, four. Technically, they won four three. Neil Patrick Harris won one for guest star appearance. And Kristen Chenoweth was nominated for a guest star appearance, too, but she didn't win.
Didn't
Glee have, like, a lot of nominations? Like, one of the highest nominations going into the Emmys? I thought I heard that.
I don't know. I'm getting ready to lose. On my Facebook, I put on there. I'm a big Gleek fan or something. I put on there. Me and Christy are Gleekers or Gleek.
Yep, that's all I do on Facebook these days. Like, all about my Glee. I get my Glee on Facebook.
I'm glad you got a new laptop. I mean,
Think about getting another profile for Facebook, because I'm just obsessed with Glee. I'm like, man, I want to role play Britney, too. Like, wow, I'm fucking obsessed. This is bad. I'm obsessed. It's bad. It's really bad. I watched it in a hospital today, and I was like, this show is crap. Glee is so much better. Is wrong with General Hospital? They need to learn from, primetime shows, because
there's a bunch of spoilers out there that's going on. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's like this Irish thing, and it's supposed to lead to Liz and Jason, and Jake's gonna, something's gonna happen, or he's gonna get out at his fraternity, and like,
yeah.
Like,
I don't believe until I see it on my screen.
I know.
Carly has so much faith, but I can't trust those writers. I'm
that
sorry.
That sounds like fanfic to me, really.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
right?
Like somebody just added fanfic. Yeah.
I think somebody commented saying, that sounds like a really good soap, but, you know, like for a really good soap, and I was thinking the same thing if it were all to play out. But, yeah, it does sound like fanfic.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But you know what, I mean, I watched them in the cabin scenes, and people, when you watch, they say, don't eat anything.
I was getting a taco or eating something from a fast food, and I had to put the remote down to take a bite. All of a sudden, Sam and Jason came on and literally puked. I had to quickly put my taco down and pick up the remote and fast forward it really quick.
When
you puke with a couple on screen.
Oh, yeah, I can't watch Jason and Sam like kiss. Like, too awesome as long as they're just talking, whatever. But once he starts getting lovey-dovey, and then when that freaking song comes on, I'm like,
oh,
shut
God.
Up.
Yeah.
You know
I can't watch it.
Yeah, you want to know something really funny about that song? The first time I heard it, when I didn't hear it, on General Hospital, I'm like, oh, my God, that's a really good song. And then when I heard, you know, it being played with this Sam, I'm like, they took a beautiful song and destroyed it.
What song is it, by the way? Because I fast forward.
It's Just You and Me by, what is it? One of those, is it Bob Hartree who does that one? Or somebody else sings it?
Okay.
I don't know, it's like, you and me, I don't know, every time I hear it, I can't stand it.
I think it's by, like, Life something, Life House.
I don't know. No, not that one. No. I'm talking about the Jason theme song on General Hospital.
Oh, okay.
They play it, like, every time they're going to have, like, a lovey-dovey scene with Jason and Sam, they start doing it. Actually, they play it during, like, the very beginning of the one night stand when Jason was having that flashback of him and Sam on the stairs before he opened up the door and saw Elizabeth, they played, that's the song I'm talking about.
Okay. You know, in another song, I liked, but they have overplayed it on VH once again, was the one from Adam Lambert, Mad Word or whatever. It was used a lot when the Franco thing the first time.
Ah, shit.
Okay, what happened? Okay,
what?
Now.
That's funny. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was backing up my car tonight. I was going to get some dinner, and I heard this thing like I ran over something. Because there's a lot of kids on the street. My niece is one of them, and I heard this, like, I'm like, oh, my God. I felt like I ran over somebody or I ran over a skateboard. I saw the skateboard. I'm like, oh, shoot. I was, like, looking for, like, legs and arms on the street or something. But it was a skateboard. That was sweet, man. I was shaking after that.
And we have 11 minutes remaining in the show. By the way, Christy, thank you, because, you know, me getting to talk a little bit last night was so fun, and I know you didn't tune in the beginning of the show, but today I got something really, I got a new toy, but I don't know, okay, that is the wrong word,
I said earlier, poor choice of words. She's going to go play with the toy after.
Okay, so, Okay, so I got my new mattress today, and part of my new mattress, like, the bed wasn't soft. Now I climb in bed, and it's soft. And, hey, tell everyone what you said.
Oh, well, I don't remember my choice of words. But I don't know, because when I was called her early today, the way she was talking about her bed, she was talking about, like, a lover or something, and I was like, well, why don't you go back and, why don't you go back and make love to your bed or something, like, or have sex with your bed or something, your mattress or something, so.
Aw,
I've been teasing about that all day.
There's a Glee episode called Mattress.
Yeah.
Sorry, just wanted to say that.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
When they did this whole episode, the clean tips of this commercial for some mattress place.
Yeah.
And they sang Jump by whoever that song is originally covered by.
Oh, yeah. And Will made a mistake by sleeping on one of them because if he hadn't slept on it, he didn't know, but if he hadn't slept on it, he wouldn't have left the band
or
the group. Ever.
But Sue Sylvester made this total comment about, like, what you and the redhead are, like, so sexually depraved now, you have to, like, do it on a mattress in your office or something. I'm like, dude, I so wish that would happen.
Oh, my God.
Series called What If that they do it. Like, somebody wrote this What If series about Will and Emma, and it's, like, my favorite fan fiction to read. With Will and Emma, and they do it on the mattress in his office. I'm like, sweet. That was awesome.
I think I heard Emma's getting another love interest on the show now.
John Stamos, Uncle Jesse from Full House is going to be your boyfriend.
Love Uncle Jesse. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it will be. I can't wait to see Will all jealous and, like, pining over her. It's going to be very entertaining.
Okay. Christy, you're making me want it to come on, like, tomorrow or, like, right now.
No! Did you see the new promo? Oh, my God. Like, the new promos are on YouTube. You need to look.
Oh, really? I'm going to go look, like, right now, then, since I'm on there on YouTube.
My car. There's a lookalike. I have a car. My car, there's a lookalike that looks just like my car in, like, the newest promo. And Will and Emma are in this car, and in the background, there's, like, a couple cars. There's, like, a blue car, and then there's, like, this brown Toyota. And I'm like, dude, that's my car. That totally looks like my car. And it's, like, in a Glee promo. And I'm, like, so excited. So I was like, oh, I want to see it right now.
I wonder what new songs we're going to have for this season. Do you know? Has they said anything about that?
Well, Britney's on, right?
Yeah, Britney's going to come on. Oh, and they're going to cover Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Oh,
really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing that. It's in the new promo. I'm so excited.
Yeah, Brian Elton's on. Has he been reportedly, he might be on too this year, his music or whatever.
I hope that, what's his name, Jesse, remember the Jesse guy? I hope he's on, too, for a couple episodes or something. That played Jesse St. Kane. I kind of like their chemistry.
Before I forget, there is going to be a trail I hear. Christy, have you heard about this?
There's going to be a what?
A Liz and Jason thing in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the tail, yeah. I mean, they're talking about it being in Vegas again, or in Nashville. So either one I'm okay with, I don't care.
No, I found out the date. Like, sometime
the
in
date?
March.
Okay.
The date, Carly.
I think there was some kind of a phony one going. It was a phony announcement
going on. Yeah, there was a phony announcement. They were going to be in Vegas at $120
March 15th or something like that.
Yeah, but I hear that was a phony, that wasn't. I don't think they actually came up with an actual date as of yet.
Yeah, it's all over RTN about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Devil Den is having a coronary about it, and dissing Elizabeth and all sorts of crap about it since it's been out.
You know what? I do not like the Deborah Dennis.
Yeah, it was all over. That got squashed pretty quick because it was all over too, and they found out it wasn't a real thing. They're still planning one, but just don't know for sure yet.
Hey,
it was like $120 or something like that.
Yeah,
what they were charging
for it?
Yeah, it
was $120. I said, now in this day and time, and all the problems with money and stuff and the financial, can they really afford? Could are they going to have to bring that down too? But I don't. But however, that was phony anyway. So that wasn't real.
Yeah.
That wasn't real.
Yeah, I've even said on RTN that, like, this is kind of coming from the state.
Oh, Ron, Ryan Murphy is creating Don Stamos' own show.
Oh, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Who's winning the game, Philly?
This is a guy from Serbia. He's beating Andy Roddick.
You know, John Stamos was at General Hospital like a long time ago, but
He was Blackie, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Blackie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know anything about him at General Hospital, but that's what I looked
at.
Yeah.
The show was good. The show was good.
Yeah.
It's sad. You know, I watched a couple of scenes on YouTube and whatnot, and it's just sad to see such a great show. Now it's in the crapper.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone said that about.
The only storyline that I kind of like watch is the Robin and Patrick, even though that's kind of a ripoff of Fatal Attraction.
That's
Patrick.
Destroying them with a sweet storyline.
Yeah.
Court.
I know, that's the only great story. But like the other day when they had that scene where he fessed up and told about the affair, those were some great scenes and some great words that were written, and I don't know where the writers are at with the, you know, they've got it, you know, this couple or this storyline's really good. They're like, must have different people writing for that couple. Goose is only interested in probably Jason and Sam or something writing for them.
You know, they are having a lot of new shows this year, but like also some older shows is gonna be on like at different times, like CSI Miami or one of them is going to be on Friday nights, but I think when you put a TV show on Friday night, sometimes you kill that show. I mean, I sometimes think that is the kiss of death.
I'm gonna try not to get too into the new shows. There's a couple of shows that look interesting that I'll watch, but I think they're gonna be
you guys
watch. Huh?
Mm. You guys, we have 1 minute remaining, but you know, knowing us, we will probably go into overtime.
Probably.
Hey, yes.
When do we not go into overtime?
Oh, well, I know. Oh, and by the way, people, IVs, I don't care what anyone says, people should not ever be stuck with IVs. Because they leave a big bruise and it doesn't go away right away. And let me tell you, the nurse could not get a vein in one of my arms, and she poked me really, really hard, and I might have cussed. And so then they had to do it in my other arm, but they had to stick me twice, and I did not like that at all. So, what was I gonna... So, yeah, okay, so all the shows are coming back in 3 weeks. Some are coming back, like, in 2 weeks. I think Brady is coming back in two and a half weeks. Christy, do you know the day of break?
September 21st. It's on a Tuesday. They moved it to Tuesday. I could have swore it was on Thursday, but maybe I'm crazy. It was Tuesday.
No, you're not crazy. I thought it was on Thursday.
Well, they had the repeats on Thursdays this summer, and then for whatever reason, I think they switched it to Tuesday. So now I don't even know what Glee was originally on, what night, because I can't even remember now. So I'm just like, was it on Tuesdays or was it on Thursdays, and they moved it to Tuesdays? I don't know. But whatever, it's on Tuesdays now for new season.
I think it was Thursday, I think.
Was it always Thursday? Or was it Thursday season one, and then they changed it?
Wait a minute. Okay. I might be mistaken. I don't know, because I get confused now with all these shows. You have Vampire Diaries that I watch, and I don't think that was on Thursdays or something. I don't remember.
I don't. Okay, because I thought, officially we are not by. I mean, the show is on, but it's not streaming on people. What?
It looks like Mac and JT are done at YNR. Breaking news.
Let me finish.
This just in. Piper, yeah. Set Side Buzz is that YNR's Clementine Ford and Thad Luckinbill have been let go. Will Mac and JT ride off into the sunset together and solve world hunger? Stay tuned for more on this developing story.
Where
did you find that?
Really?
No.
Where did you find that?
On RTN.
Wow.
And on Suds Report.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, well.
Okay.
And a major character dies on All My Children next week.
Yeah, I heard that. I
wonder
that.
Who it is.
You know who I think it is?
Who?
I think it's David.
We could only
David?
Hope. I can't stand his character.
Yeah, David. But I tell you, he
grates my
nerves.
He's good at it, boy.
He's always been good. He's always played a bastard, and he's so good at it. But he is a pain in the ass. And maybe I'm trying to see because now and then on SoapNet, when I can't sleep, I'll watch AMC. You know. I'm trying to think, have they been setting him up? I mean, he doesn't have any friends. I mean, everybody hates him, so it could be anybody.
Well, he only has one. Well, he used to sort of have Erica, right? I mean, they were kind of funny,
That was over quite some time ago. He and Erica, you know. They have an understanding, but, I don't think she wouldn't lose any sleep, I don't think, if something happened to him. I don't know. But I'm really surprised at JT and no one. Although I don't like them together, I don't think they have any real chemistry anyway, you know. But So he's leaving and his wife is still on the show. Oh, well, bees that way.
Well, I mean, I would be pissed if, like, I would have Victoria and Billy, I will be up and on because right now people, they are like almost my favorite, they are like one of my favorite couples, so I do not want them to go up in smoke with that couple.
I don't think they're going to go up in smoke, you know. I mean, they seem to be.
Gal that you remember who played Isabella? On Dave's?
Yeah.
She's coming back in a dream sequence, October 19th.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. I'm always...
And Ari,
I'm
Ari
always...
dies.
Ariana?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. Because, yeah, she's off the show. When is that going to take place?
It doesn't say. It just says Ari dies, and then it says Izzy B lives. Well, sort of. Stacey Grierson is returning as Isabella for Dream Sequence scheduled to air October 19th.
If only GH would kill off a few characters. That would be perfect.
I miss Jenna Hospital, period. And I was telling Kelly today, I go, where's Jason? I want him back, even though he's on there. I'm like, Jason, where are you?
I tell you, Burton is the only reason why I started watching GH again, because I've always loved Burton.
I was watching a scene with him and Claire today, because Sam was getting her so-called ankle fixed or whatever. She was asking where and I was looking at him, man, he's, even though he had his shirt on, you could tell he's, like, really buff. I was thinking, come on, Liz, now, why can't you just come grab him, take him.
Wasting all of that on Sam.
Yeah, take him in the supply closet or something and make love to him or something. Why couldn't, it's one thing about Jason Liz, they can just look at each other. And without even saying a word, you know what they're thinking, but with, and the other families could say the same thing, but really, back in the day when Jason and Sam were together, I've said it before, I saw what they saw in them back in the day, but now it's like, there's even the DeSammer fans are losing interest in their couple. You know, and I go on ABC message board sometimes, and the things that they say about that couple, it's so funny. And there was a thread called Why People Are Jealous of Sam. It was a sarcastic thread about, 10 reasons why we're jealous of Sam or something. I think it was something like that. Somebody actually took it literally. They were like, what, why are you talking like this or whatever, and the person that started the thread was like, this is, we're being sarcastic here, this is just like why would anybody want to be jealous of Sam, you know,
right.
And it was so funny, the list turned
to Jerry and I were reading on this, and someone said something that I totally forgot about, Sam with Sunny and Jack the same night.
Oh, yeah, there was some, because somebody went in, because, when you go into these threads, they kind of give you a little history of, like, Sam a little bit, and it said that Sam actually slept with Sunny and Jack the same night, so she had to get a paternity test or something. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know, because I'm not a fan.
I don't remember. But that wouldn't be shocking, though, or too much surprise. I mean, look, she was going to
date
Jason. Who knows?
How we talk about how the history of Jason and Liz, and they're like, what history is that? And then they start, they start putting it in detail of their history, and they kind of omit some things about Jason and Liz. I'm like thinking, they omitted a lot of stuff with Jason and Liz.
Because
they
don't know.
Yeah, because they don't know.
They don't know. That's why.
They are too stupid to figure out anything.
No, but I mean, I don't think they honestly know, though, Carly. They don't honestly know. I mean, these young kids who are, they just don't know, I doubt if they're going to take the time to go through YouTube and go back to 1999. I think not. Because
I think somebody started a thread on this General Hospital message board about Jake, and it was a mean thing about Jake wishing that he would have just blown up or something. And I think
That's Amy Lee. Amy Lee. Amy Lee. You know, I hate to read her posts.
Person's name was Alexis.
I thought it was Amy Lee because she wants, baby Aiden dead. I mean, she wants, she doesn't want Liz to have three children,
like,
and she's always
like
talking
right
about
now.
Aiden dying, and,
She posted a topic that said here, I think after Stephen Kelly's event, it's safe to say Leah Snore is well dead. And you know what's funny is that they think that this couple is going to last forever. And it's
no,
if they're this,
you know what, this couple is, no, you know what, this couple is done.
There's no such thing as land, you know?
Well, apparently, but they're still on your screen, Carly. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, you said, yeah, they're done, and we can say this is the beginning of the end and blah, 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 blah. But the bottom line is they're still on your screen together, whether it's 2 seconds or 3 minutes.
They might be still on our screen.
I don't understand.
Really?
Huh? Go ahead.
I know, I was just going to say, if they were a real couple and a really super hot super couple, they will be getting a lot more screen time than they are getting. And in this song, the cabin scene, this song, he promised Liz the same thing. And a month later, they were over. You know, cabin scene.
I had something in my mind, I forgot what I was going to say.
You mean that cabin scene, that shoot 'em up thing? Is it, you know, how is it?
Because
well, what kind of thing was he promising, Sam? I don't, you know, what was he promising?
No, I never want to lose you. I want, you know, all that thing. Okay, he said the same thing to Elizabeth. I mean, this is some of the. We do. We do all these storylines, and you go back in 2007 and go, wait, some of this is always happening, but it's happening to different people, and that's how I have this great faith that we are going to get our couple back together. I don't think Kelly Monaco is going to re-sign. Nancy LeGrand this re-sign, I don't think she's entirely happy. So if we can get Alexis and Sam out of town, I will be happy. I like Christina a lot with Ethan, so she can stay and Molly, well, I don't know, Molly can, I don't know. I don't know about Molly, but I know Rayvon is coming, and, you know, everyone being, you know, thinking it won't happen, I think it's going to happen sooner than everyone thinks. So when it does, people, we are going to have a nice party on the show, and when J-Sam breaks up, no matter if it's like a Sunday night or a Friday night episode or whatever, we are going to have a special edition on the show, because even the J-Sam fans are not happy with their super couple.
I don't think any of the actors are all that overly enthralled, but they're just doing a job. They're picking up their paycheck at the end of the day. They're going home to their families and said, the hell with it, you know. Mm-hmm. The fans, I think, are more upset than the actors, you know, because, like I said, the actors, maybe they're, I guess when they get their script, they say, you got to be kidding me. But then at the end of the day, they go home with the paycheck, you know, and, you know, this, what does Steve call it, the factory? you know, you do what you got to do, you know. And right now, Sam is a woman in his life, you know, that's it. That's it. She's it for him right now, you know. It's a sad commentary, but unfortunately, that's just
the
way
it is. I don't look like he's a woman in her life. No, I look at it as she's placed on his couch. There are no real good romance. So it's not Jason really with Sam. He just sort of sewed and what he thought would be safe, but I just believe that Rayvon is coming, and when it does, everyone just needs to sit back and relax. I think we should sit back and relax the next couple of weeks, because I think Brenna is going to be key in this, and I would love that. You know, I cannot wait for Vanessa Montiel to get back to
But when is she coming to Port Charles? I mean, when is she actually going to set foot in Port Charles?
At the end of September, early October.
You know what? This is what I'm... Okay, why bring her back and not... I know they have to, like, kind of, like, bring her back slowly into Port Charles, but... Do they have to take this long to do it?
It is boring as hell.
I mean, it's awful. I mean, come on.
It is the worst coming back I've ever seen in my life. She should be embarrassed. I mean, I feel sorry. I feel bad for her because, I mean, the buzz sucks. I mean, it's written all over everywhere.
I fast forward through Brenda's scenes, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? And I love Brenda, and I'm fast-forwarding through all of her scenes.
Yeah, I watched a couple of her scenes, you know. I mean, I don't know. Now, even when they brought back Sarah, to me, that was a little bit more exciting because they first started showing her. Remember, she had on the red dress, and the red was her color, and the shoes, and she walked in. I mean, how they brought her back, and they brought her back right away. There was no build-up to... 6 weeks, you know, she'll be in Port Charles. They brought her back when she walked into that joint with Sunny, you know, when she saw Sunny. That was the beginning. I mean, to me, that was a little bit more, you know, I mean, that was drama. But the way that they're doing it now, but I guess she don't care either because at the end of the day, she's getting her paycheck too. So who knows, you know, who knows.
And Goose is right in her shitty. Sam, the cabin scene, she's a whiny little bitch. For a ride and die chick, she whines the whole freaking time. I've never seen such a wimpy ass bitch in my life.
Well, what?
And
Goose
perfectly.
Bridget?
Oh,
what was
she
whining
just,
about?
What wasn't she whining about?
Yeah.
I mean, geez, Louise. And Jason had to carry her ass because she hurt her ankle. Well, suck it up, you're a ride and die chick. Start huffing it, bitch. You know? I mean, seriously, if you're a ride and die chick, let's get on with it and quit your whining about it.
Oh, God.
I know she really thought she would have been able to get on with her use of her foot if you're really strong.
Well, for one thing, she never should have wore those damn hooker boots in the first place, and she would
have
hurt her ankle.
They have her wearing those boots in every...
I mean, those are the most... I mean, who in their right mind works as a PI that has to run and chase down leads and stuff and wears these god-awful hooker boots? I mean, seriously. Come on.
I mean
it's pathetic.
First of all... Why were they even there in the cabin? What was she trying to do?
Because she had to get in there and find stuff on the Lopez brothers without Jason, so he could come and save her.
Have you seen Have you seen the Lopez brothers?
Well, she jumped in their van.
You know what they look like? Oh, God.
Exactly. I mean, she's the PI, don't you know?
Oh, geez.
She's supposed to know be so a professional.
Oh
yeah.
God.
You know, well, yeah, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know what? I mean, I'm sorry, but Liz is a lot tougher than Sam. I mean, you know, I mean, God, I wish Sam, I mean, Liz never saved Sam from those thugs. I wish Liz would have had the thugs killed her when there was a chance to kill Sam. I would have taken the opportunity to say, oh, did the gun accidentally go off on Sam? Oh, whoops. Mm-hmm. Wrong thought. I just, oh, my gosh, you know. And, you know, back to the Y&L thing for a minute. I was just beginning to kind of sort of like Mac and JT because, I want JT out of Victoria's orbit. And, you know, I mean, well, I'm surprised they are out. I mean, that is really surprising. Oh, did you guys know that One Life to Live is cleaning house, too?
Yeah, because they killed Tay off. They're bringing Zimmer on there. Zimmer is coming back to One Life to Live, Kim Zimmer.
You mean Kim Zimmer used to be on One Life to Live?
Yeah, she started on One Life to Live
way back when. I didn't know that. She's coming back
October 1st.
I love Kim Zimmer. I love Kim Zimmer. She's a fantastic actress. I love Kim Zimmer. Now, who was she supposed to be?
It doesn't say, but it says October 1st she comes back, but it doesn't say who she's playing.
I don't know. One Life to Live, they have the money. Like I said, they're the one soap that seems to be financially carrying both AMC and GH, because apparently those two soaps are losing money. They're like bleeding bucks left and right. And but yet One Life to Live, they have the lowest ratings. That's so crazy.
Yeah, they got to get two Elises out, it looks like, on One Life to Live.
Cole's leaving. Cole will be gone.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like Sarah, whatever her name is, Gigi. It's one of those.
Oh, Gigi? Really?
Yeah.
And her and that Rex character are actually dating in real life.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They've been going out for quite a while now.
Mm. Yeah, I really like Rex and
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah. You know, hey, maybe, I'm just being funny. Hey, maybe they can bring her back. Maybe they can bring her back. I mean, not back, but maybe they can bring her on General Hospital, and she can be like a third Massachusetts for Max and Maxie, since we have to sit through a stupid Matt and Maxie thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing I can't. I mean, you know, I went through the whole Sean and Bill thing. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, if you're going to have to break up Maxie and Spinelli, then give it a lucky please. You know, do not do the Max and Mac to me.
I like Matt and Maxie, but I think I'm the only one here who
How can you even like Matt after what he said to Robin yesterday? I mean, it was like almost...
No, he said it to Patrick. He didn't say nothing to Robin. He said it to Patrick.
He thinks he's going crazy because he believes Lisa or something. He's just being stupid. Like, Max will set him straight. Max will be like, look, this is how it is. It's fine. Maxie will
whip him in shape. Told Matt that Lisa was a psycho, and she was after Patrick. So, I mean, seriously, why listen to that psycho cow?
He'll find out.
The 15th is when they boil that stuffed animal they steal from Fatal Attraction.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. It says the 15th they're going to find a... Emma's stuffed toy in a...
Can't they come up with something original? It's already been...
Of course not.
They are such a joke.
Rinse and repeat storyline, they don't have a fresh bone in their body.
Yeah, how about some original soap opera storylines? Like, I don't want to know who's the daddy storyline. I'm sick of that crap. Okay? Mm-hmm. We have done that, twice now with Elizabeth? Like, please. Mm-hmm. Come on. Maybe we didn't need to do it again.
Well, now there's spoilers that Sunny and Jason are going to be at odds, and Sunny leaks out Jake's paternity.
You know why?
Sunny leaks out Jake's paternity.
Let everyone know, because, 95% of the town already knows?
Right.
Well, there's a couple of people that don't know,
his family. They don't know.
Family
don't know. The Quartermains don't know.
And Robin doesn't know.
I thought she might have known. I thought she kind of knew, or maybe was suspicious or something.
No, not calling. Yeah. I was saying Robin.
Well, Robin, I thought she knew too.
But see, that's what I saw, but every time I say that, people correct me.
I don't think so. I don't think, you know, Liz ever told Robin that Jake was Jason.
So I saw Liz tell Robin when they were together, when she was with Jason.
Oh, yeah,
thought,
right.
Like,
well,
they were
talking
about it.
But
yeah,
I don't think she ever told
I think Robin can put two and two together and go, wow,
that's a possibility, yeah.
You know, I think Patrick sort of knows, too, because when Liz brought Jake to go see Jason in the hospital, when he hurt his hand and, you know, when the call got pushed out of the booth because of Diego, and
right. He was
Patrick's
in the hospital,
like,
for his hands.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. And I
Patrick saw them through the window. Patrick saw Liz and the baby. I don't know whether she heard what she was saying to Jason, but he did, you know, look in and he saw them and he had this look on his face like, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because Patrick knew about Dante before Robin did because of when the whole Columbus thing, you know, Olivia finally told him about that. So, I mean, Mike. You know, the only thing I hate about the end of summer is it's been getting lighter and lighter outside. I mean, it got dark about 7:30 tonight, almost 8.
Yeah, the time. The time is. Days are getting shorter.
Yeah. Jill, are you looking something up on Facebook or YouTube or what?
No, I was on the ABC message board, and I'm loving the banting over, you know, the Dom and haters, Liz haters, or Jason and Liz haters, or whatever.
Oh,
it's
brother.
It's so funny to read it. Just read it, you know, and not actually being one a part of it, you know. And it's just funny, you know. And it's just this right here. It says, "Why are you females so jealous of Sam, Kelly, Monaco?"
why would anybody be jealous of that? I'm sorry.
I know.
She doesn't have anything.
I know. That's what a lot of...
Shoot, I'm older than her, and I look better than she does, and I don't have the sags in the forehead and the bags under my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was something that was really funny. It was a crack-up with somebody responded to the bags under her eyes, but it was really, really, was really, really cruel, and I can't remember what it was. I started laughing when I read it. It was so funny. Yeah, it was so funny. I just can't remember what thread it was under.
Did your soccer game end, Silly?
Huh?
Oh, your tennis game? Yeah, the whole tennis thing is...
Yeah, the tennis game is over at Roddick Law, so...
Is it the Open?
What
happened to that gal that collapsed?
Oh, you know what? They found out. Well, apparently it wasn't, well, I guess it was something to do with the heat, but actually she had fallen. She had taken a fall earlier. And she apparently hit her head. So they found out that she had a slight concussion because she was having blurred vision and everything, so... When they took her to the hospital, I said, wow, so she's out of it. I mean, but she's back at home now, or back at the hotel now. So.
Oh, wow.
That's what happened. She passed out, man.
They
said it was 100 and, huh?
Oh, no, it was, like, really hot back there. Where is it this year? The tennis?
This is in Queens, in Fresh Meadows, Flushing, Queens. That's where they have the U.S. Open. And they were saying, it's been so hot in New York. I think it's been hotter in New York than it has been in Florida. And the players were saying, like, you know, it maybe it says 95 degrees, but the heat index was 106. And when you feel that heat coming up from that asphalt and you're running around in your sneakers, you know, trying to play, I mean, that's got to be awful, man. That's really got to be awful. But
well, yeah, and then there's like a tornado, no, not a hurricane.
Yeah, Earl.
Did they say like Boston or something?
Well, they said it was supposed to hit New York, maybe in the Hamptons or Long Island somewhere. You know, they get the winds
and
stuff.
Oh, really?
So.
Okay.
And then I was reading about poor Chuck. I said, wait, aren't they supposed to be on a tour coming to New York? They were coming to Staten Island and whatever. They were coming to a couple of places in the New York area, but I guess if they hear about the storm hitting, they'll probably cancel, you know, so.
Okay, well, what was I going to, yeah, well, Terry, are we having a show on Monday or not? Terry?
Hello?
Jerry!
Oh, I was taking the trash out. Sorry. Yes?
Oh. Are we having a show on Monday?
I don't know. I don't care, whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
I know, but I don't want to.
Don't let your excitement be so overwhelming.
Yeah. Oh my.
Well, I guess it's hot here lately, and it's so hot.
I know.
I'm in kind of like PMSing right now, so.
Oh.
You don't know hot until you go to New Orleans.
It was that.
You want to talk about hot? My glasses fog up the second I walk out the door.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
That's hot.
Okay, you guys, you know, we should be grateful for the nice weather, even though it's been overcast and gloomy and raining for the past 3 days here, but we should enjoy the sun while we have...
Something, Dad. You need to come sit and eat dinner.
Eating dinner at, oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm going by my time. It's 12:32 here. It's a dinner. What kind of dinner?
Well, yeah. What was I? So no.
I think I'm gonna call it a night because I'm gonna go get into the shower before my sister gets in there. So.
Oh well, yeah. Oh, you won't ever get in there. And you call me in the night, right?
I will. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Bye,
Tara.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Oh, Brenda, did you like the Kids on Your Best this year so far?
Yeah. I've got a couple I want to strangle, but other than that, it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my nieces, went back on Monday, I mean, a week before. I mean, we always run like 3 days after Labor Day. And so they were really bummed. Like, why do we have to go now? It's not Labor Day. I'm like, because you guys are starting. Because I think they are starting early to get out earlier. And, you know, and they are okay about it. But, you know, they go, we miss summer. We like summer. And I'm like, yeah, you guys, I agree. So, I mean, because they have to wake up early. Which, you know, that's what I always hated. Like, you know, like a couple of days before school, like going to bed early and waking up for school. And, like, 6 o'clock in the morning always came too early for me when you had to get up. You know, if you didn't have to get up and you wake up, I think it's, you know, bad, too, and I answered the Mm-hmm. Your grandson also mm-hmm. started.
That, yeah, he started Monday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he started Monday.
So, I mean, I think it's funny when they do that now. I mean, go back a week early, I mean, a week before Labor Day, and then they have that Labor Day off, and then they don't have any days off until, like, November.
Right. Well, you know, kids in the South go back to school earlier than the kids up north, because up north usually don't go back to school until after Labor Day. Like the 8th or something like that. We know it would be around, you know, later than that, you know. But kids in the South, they get out of school early and they go back to school earlier than the kids in the kids.
Christy, what about you? When you were in school, did you go back in August or did you go back like after Labor Day? Christy?
Yeah, sorry.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, I'm there.
So did you go back before Labor Day when you were in high school, or was it after Labor Day?
What about high school Labor Day?
We were talking about when people go back for high school, because Cherry doesn't have to be back until next week. Sylvie's grandson started Monday, and well,
I have no idea because I'm done with school. So thank God for that.
I was just saying that kids in the South go back to school earlier than the kids up north.
Yeah, I have no idea how it is here because I don't know that many college kids down here. One of my roommates is going to school right now, so he must have started his semester already. He's in college, so I don't know.
You know, this, yeah, and what was I going to say? And Casa is coming back in a couple of weeks, too. Even though, I tried to get into CASA, I kind of like it more because Nathan Fillion is on it, and that's probably the only reason why I'm, like, watching episodes that I have to catch up on Drop Diva. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm, like, I need to finish 2 episodes besides the season finale. Oh, and tonight was Country Night to Rock on ABC, and they had all the country performers performing. I TV'd that. And what are you guys looking forward to the fall TV shows?
Yeah, well, to the few, the handful of shows that I watch on regular TV, look, I'm looking forward to Spartacus, but then it's going to be the prequel, and the regular Spartacus won't start until 2011, next year. But I forgot, sometime later on this month, they're going to have the prequel to Spartacus, I guess, to show how he got started on being Spartacus or whatever. And then there's V. I'm waiting for that to start because that was very good.
And of course, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's, right.
I can't wait.
Right.
Yeah,
Grey's.
And the one that I'm looking forward to for the two is what's the name called? Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah. And my show, Sons of Anarchy, starts the 7th. I can't wait.
My sister watches that.
Love that show.
She watches that.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love that show.
Mm-hmm. You know, the star of the show, I can't think of his name right now, but he used to be on this show. But he played this character named Jason, by the way, Jason, and he was very... deformed. It was Beauty and the Beast. That came on years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Wasn't that good? That was a great love story. That was a great love story. You know, that was good. And because it was he and the chick who was in Terminator. That's who his love interest was. That was my was one of my favorite shows. I used to love that show, Beauty and the Beast. So I used to watch it.
And he's
a star of Sons of Anarchy now, right?
Oh.
Yes, he does. He's the big dude of he's the president.
It's like a motorcycle gang or something, or.
Yes, it is really good. I mean,
they
do a good job on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see. On my sci-fi, they haven't re-upped Sanctuary yet, and I'm hoping they start it back up again.
Was that one of the summer shows? Or what, that was,
no, it
was
not. It hasn't been on yet.
They
haven't did a new season yet, so I'm kind of curious. Let's see, what does it say on the sci-fi when it's going to come back?
Did you guys ever watch L.A. Law when L.A. Law was on?
Yeah, I used to look at it when it first came on. But I have, you know, that was
Yeah, Sanctuary, fall of 2010, but it doesn't give me a specific date yet.
Well,
so they'll be starting season 2. Yes, I've missed it. I like that show.
Oh, you know what, so I'm into it, and I know it's a summer show, and I'm going to really miss it when it goes off with Ricky Boo. I mean, I'm, like, loving that show, but I think it's just a summer show.
But they have a few good shows, I mean, from what I see, you know, the promos of some of these fall shows, they look pretty interesting. I said, I hope they just don't mess up, because when you see a couple of shows and they come on at the same time, that's really a pisser.
I hate that. I'm hoping.
Huh?
I don't like that, because when ER was on TV, for like the last 4 years or 5 years, Grace and ER was on at the same time sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And I hated it, you know, because the more I got my TiVo, you know, I just kind of dumbed it away. And that's why I like when a TV show is on like TNT or whatever, because if you miss like one episode, you can catch it, like, on another night. Like, it will repeat itself, like,
dropped out.
And but I can never remember the name of this new one with Andy Hallman. Oh, my God. It's really good. She's a detective, and it's so good, but I don't remember the name.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's good.
Oh, shoot. There's a bunch that aren't coming back this fall. Of course, 24 isn't. Accidentally on Purpose, A Beautiful Life, Better Off Ted.
I would get down before I beat your ass.
Cold Case, The Deep End, Dollhouse, Eastwick, Flash Forward, The Forgotten, Gary Unmarried, Ghost Whisperer isn't coming back.
Is coming back?
It's canceled.
Oh, it's not coming back. Oh, wow.
No,
oh, wow.
Hank, Heroes isn't coming back. Law and
Thank
Order,
goodness.
Lost, Melrose Place, Mercy, Miami Medical, New Adventures of Old Christine isn't coming back. Numbers isn't coming back.
Oh, wow.
Past Life, Romantically Challenged, Scrubs isn't coming back. Sons of Tucson, Three Rivers Till Death, Trauma, and Ugly Betty.
You know, now Three Rivers, that was McLaughlin. What's the actor's name? I think he is so cute. Now, he's got this new series, Hawaii 5-0. I said, I hope it does well. Because it seems like none of the series he's on last, like the vampire thing that he was in, which I loved, I used to love that show, and they canceled that. And I said, but that was a good show. And then he went to Three Rivers, where he was a doctor. And now he's on Hawaii. I just hope something sticks. And even that movie that he was in with Jennifer Lopez, they said it sucked. But all of her movies suck. But
He was in Moonlight. He was a vampire in Moonlight.
Yeah, right.
I loved that show.
It was a good show. I loved it. But they canceled it.
Yep.
But
now
they canceled that. And now you can catch it. Sometimes they have it on Sci-Fi back to back. You know.
Yes, they do.
And I watched it because it only had a handful of shows before they yanked it off. And so I said, well, I hope this Hawaii 5-0, which is a rerun, well, not really a rerun, but
yeah.
it is a redo of an old show that used to come on back in the 80s, you know.
Yeah, my grandma was talking about it because she saw the commercial. And, you know, it's so funny, you know, in 94, you know, there were so many, you know, hits on, like, I'm just looking at something. The Cosby Show, Miami Vice, Family Ties, The Golden Girls, L.A. Law, 227, Dynasty, Who's the Boss, Hotel, and Growing Pains.
I mean, those shows lasted for a while, but you have these new shows that come on, and they maybe stay on for a year, even that long. I mean, sometimes it's only a matter of months before they yank them off. You know, there's just no staying power. Only a few shows, you know, have that staying power that, you know, lasts for a while. So
I remember I was so mad when they took Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman off. And they never gave us a, you know, a, like, ending. They just canceled it.
What's
and
that?
I was so, Dr. Quinn, Medicine
Oh,
Woman.
Oh, Quinn. Yeah, but she was on for a while, wasn't she?
They did not give us, like, a, what is it called, like, a proper ending. Like,
right.
Same as when they did that. To Vegas. Oh, I was so mad when Vegas left because I always watched Vegas and, you know, they, you know, it's just funny that, you know, it's just funny how they deal with some things. Like, how some TV shows can be on for so long and the other shows just get canceled, like, the night after it premieres.
Right. Who knows? Well, I guess it's just you know, it's a different genre. I mean, it's just I don't know. It's different. But
what time do you live there? Back? Where do you live, Philly? What time in there right now is what?
My time is 12:47.
It's almost midnight here because I'm on Central Time.
12:47. That's okay because, I mean, you know, I'll get in bed and I'll turn on the TV. Because I always forget that we're on you know, different time things. You know, it's so weird. People talk about eating dinner and here.
Yeah, and it's so weird because, like, in a month, whenever they do that time different things.
You fall back, yeah.
Yeah, everyone else that Arizona doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's funny that Arizona doesn't do it, but I don't get why we do it in the first place because, you know, I mean, you lose an hour, you gain an hour. And really, sometimes I don't think it's fair. Bridget, I wonder I'm thinking the first episode of the Brothers and Sisters, I'm like, there is so many questions about how they left it. I mean, you know, with the brother having AIDS and Robert dying and, you know, and, and I'm thinking, okay, was Rebecca's mom in there, too? I was trying to remember today. If she was also in the car wreck, I was trying to remember, like, everyone that got in there. But that was like the most amazing 15 minutes left of the show. I mean, how they did the car accident.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You know, and then
I don't think she was hurt. I think he was more. He was the one that got the brunt of it.
You know, I'm just. That is like one of my favorite shows. I mean, it's just like it's so good, and you know, and I want to know with Private Practice. You know, why we are going with Allison and what's his face this season? I mean. I was glad they got together at the end of the season. You know who I'm talking about. The doctor. You know, the black doctor, with Addison on Private Practice. I was so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs, yes.
Yeah.
Love him for Tay Diggs.
Well, yeah.
He got a great
body. Yeah, he does.
But he's a short little fella. I don't even think he's as tall as me. I'm only 5'3". He's very short. But he has a great little body, though. But anyway, he's a pretty good actor, too.
And I am dying to see... the two, Amy Berman and Tim Daly, happened with them with the baby, and oh my God, I love Private Practice. I always have to send my VCTV to like 2 minutes over for them, because sometimes if you don't set it for like a minute over, you miss what's happening next time. And
Let's see. Sunday's Brothers and Sisters are at 10/9 Central. Castle is on Monday. Let's see. Private Practice is on Thursday right after Grey's again. And there's this new reality show, Secret Millionaire.
Secret Millionaire.
Body of Proof. It's on Fridays at 8/7 Central. And what did it say? What does it say it is? Just a second, I'll tell you what it says.
This is on what channel?
On the ABC.
ABC, okay.
It says, some of the America's wealthiest people conceal their true identities to volunteer.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah.
Is this the same?
Yeah, it comes out Fridays this fall. So Secret Millionaire is one hour alternative series that follows some of America's wealthiest people for 1 week as they leave behind their lavish lifestyles, sprawling mansions, and luxury jets, conceal their true identities, and go to live and volunteer in some of the most impoverished and dangerous communities in America, surviving on welfare wages. Their mission is to discover the unsung heroes of America, deserving individuals who continually sacrifice everything to help those in need. Throughout this incredible experience, the Secret Millionaires will attempt to remain undiscovered, coming face to face with extraordinary and amazing people battling the odds every day of their lives. On the final day, in an emotional and dramatic climax, they reveal their true identities. Ultimately, the millionaires will each give away at least $100,000 of their own money, changing lives forever.
Isn't that special?
Oh, yeah.
You remember there was a show years ago. You probably don't even know about it. It was decades ago. It's called The... millionaire. John Bears for Tipton was the actual millionaire, and he used to give $1 million away to a needy person or to a person he thought was worthy. I wonder if that's like a redo. And it's, no, I don't know, because that's a different thing altogether. That's a different thing. These people aren't giving away $1 million, so that's a different thing. But anyways,
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be kind of like a good TV season, and,
we'll see how many shows are left standing, you know, because they've
well, been yeah.
200 shows before, you know, and only 5 are left, you know, because they've already canceled, you know. So we shall see. But I see a couple of them look pretty interesting, you know, look pretty. And so hopefully maybe we'll get some better shows that I can understand, unlike Flash Forward, which left me cold. So we shall see how the new season
is. Yeah, that Hawaii Five-O is on Mondays, 10, 9 Central. So they see and they got some new ones.
Wait a minute, they come on Mondays?
Yes, mm-hmm. Mondays, 10, 9 Central.
Now, when is Dancing with the Stars? Doesn't Dancing with the Stars?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
They
do the Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, they do the full one on Tuesday and then the elimination on Wednesdays.
On Wednesday, right. I'm not really into the Idol anymore. I'm just about, I was sick of that last season. I don't even know whether I even bothered.
You can download the 2010-2011 fall schedule.
Yeah, okay. I shall do that. Anyway, ladies,
they start the 20th of September.
Dancing with the Stars? Right.
Yeah, Dancing with Stars.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Christy, did you say something?
No, I said, crap, I forgot to pay my rent today, but that's okay.
Wait, but I'm here. Here we have to the 5th.
Well, see, I run a room in a house, so it's a little bit different. Like, I don't care. It's fine. My landlord is not going to, like, flip out, because I gave it to my landlord's son who lives here. So, like, if you're a couple days behind on rent, she's cool about it, because I pay, like, on time, like, every month, so... She's not going to care. I just realized that today, because I was waiting for my check to go through, and I forgot to check today. If it went through, so I could pay my rent. And I was like, oh, crap.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, oh, my God, it's September 1st already. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just realized that. I looked at my little time on my computer, and I was like, oh, crap, it was September 1st today.
Well, ladies, yeah, I'm going to call it a night.
Okay, good night.
I don't know whether you're going to have a show on Monday or not, but
Well, I'm not sure because, you know, if, like, Terry or I both get invited to, like, barbecues or whatever.
Yeah, I know, because I'm going over to my daughter's house. I was just curious.
Okay,
oh, and when is the site going to be up? When is your web?
Probably by Thursday, I will send a mass email and let everyone know. And, yeah, I'll put it. Are you going to be around Labor Day, or do you have plans?
Oh, I'm sure I'll be doing something.
Okay.
I don't stick around the house too much when I'm off of driving, so.
Okay, well, but then we probably won't.
It just depends. Because everybody goes camping. It's the last weekend before the snowfall starts, and everybody goes camping and goes and fishing and getting their outdoor stuff done before it. Because it was 30 degrees 2 nights ago here, and it snowed on the mountains. It's been snowing on the high country, so, I mean, it's coming. The geese are already starting to honk. The blackbirds are milling around. The moths are crazy here. So, and the trees are changing, so we're going to get ready for